With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Three Billings police officers who were suspended without pay for having sex on city property or while on duty identified themselves today. One has resigned. Attorney Vincent Salmonen confirmed to the Billings Gazette that Officer Paul Lamantia resigned. Officers Matt Edwards and Clint Anglin identified themselves in statements given to KULR-TV. Anglin and Edwards say they plan to remain on the force. The identifications came a day after District Judge Don Harris ruled that the names of the officers should be made public. Attorney General Tim Fox is filing a motion in federal district court to intervene in a Whitefish woman's lawsuit against a neo-Nazi blogger. Tanya Gersh has accused self-described white supremacist Andrew Anglin of harassment under Montana's anti-intimidation law. Anglin has challenged the constitutionality of Montana's anti-intimidation statute, claiming it violates his First Amendment rights. Attorney General Fox says Montana passed the Anti-Intimidation Act to prevent this type of intimidation and threats of violence.
Because he's done that, the Attorney General's office has an obligation to intervene for the limited purpose of defending the statute. So that's what we're doing in federal court, is asking the court to allow the Attorney General's office to defend the anti-intimidation statute.
The case against Anglin is a result of a series of posts he published on his blog, The Daily Stormer, calling on like-minded followers to target Gersh, who is a Jewish real estate agent in Whitefish. The so-called troll storm by Anglin and his followers directed at Gersh began after her interaction with the mother of Richard Spencer, a well-known alt-right leader who once lived in Whitefish. The court case brought by Democrats challenging the Green Party's access to the 2018 election ballot in Montana will resume this Thursday under review of a new judge. Democrats allege Montana's Republican Secretary of State, Corey Stapleton, erred in certifying the Green Party for the ballot. While Stapleton announced in mid-March that the Green Party received enough voter signatures in their petition to appear on the ballots this year, Democrats say some of those signatures shouldn't have counted. Democrats made their case in Lewis and Clark County District Court in late April. However, further hearings stalled when the Green Party asked for the case to be moved into federal court. A federal judge quickly rejected that request. The Green Party also asked for a new judge to hear the case. The case will resume at 1:30 Thursday under the review of Judge James Reynolds, who will take over for Judge Kathy Seeley. Political analysts say the Green Party's appearance on the ballot this November could peel off harder left-leaning voters from the Democratic Party's base, which could place further vulnerability on U.S. Senator John Tester's bid for re-election. A ruling on the case is not expected to impact the candidate's appearance in the June 5th primary election. Mail ballots for the primary have already been sent out. You can find more Montana news, including voter information guides for the 2018 Senate and House primary elections, at our website, mtpr.org. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Flooding on some western Montana rivers slowed early this week, but warming temperatures mean more flooding is on the way. A flood warning remains in effect for Lewis and Clark County through Thursday morning. So far, the Helena Valley and the Lincoln area have been hardest hit by flooding. Lewis and Clark County officials say that residents in flooded areas should assume that floodwater is contaminated with bacteria, chemicals, and other disease-carrying germs. More information on how to handle your well, septic tank, and food supply are available on our website, mtpr.org. 10 Mile Creek in the Helena Valley is expected to rise again through this evening. Rainfall later in the week could also cause the creek to rise. Sierra Road has been reopened between Montana Avenue and Green Meadow Drive, but some roads are closed because of the flooding. For your safety, don't drive around road-closed signs. In the Lincoln area, near the Blackfoot River, expect increased runoff today as temperatures rise and snowpack melts. High water is also causing issues along the Clearwater River from Seeley Lake to the confluence of the Blackfoot River. A flood warning remains in effect there, and water levels are expected to increase again this week. Around Missoula, extensive flooding continues in the Orchard Homes area. As temperatures increase, the Clark Fork River is expected to again rise above major flood stage. Flood warnings are also in effect for the Blackfoot River near Bonner and for Lolo and areas near the confluence of the Clark Fork and Bitterroot Rivers. A trial is underway in the case of a Helena man charged with killing his girlfriend last July. KTVH-TV reports 22-year-old Skylar Schneider is charged with deliberate homicide in the death of 23-year-old Catherine Spencer. She was shot in the head while sitting in a parked car. Court records say Schneider called 911 to report the shooting and acknowledged that he and Spencer had been arguing. He denied shooting her. Environmental groups and landowners today filed a lawsuit to cancel the federal government's recent sale of almost 300 oil and gas leases on federal land in Montana. Edward O'Brien reports.
David Katz's family has owned property along South Central Montana's Stillwater River near the Beartooth Front for 45 years.
It's a small home, but we use entirely well water. So my concern is particularly about that and about the water in the Stillwater River. It's important.
Katz and two other Montana landowners Tuesday joined environmental groups, Wild Earth Guardians, and the Montana Environmental Information Center to stop the sale of 287 federal oil and gas leases. The plaintiffs claim the Federal Bureau of Land Management failed to adequately study oil and gas drilling's effects on groundwater sources. Again, David Katz.
Water is essential. It's essential for life. It's essential for the agriculture and ranching community and for recreational communities. We're concerned that BLM is making fracking available in those areas and that the ultimate cost will be paid by the residents.
Plaintiffs also claim the agency did not address how drilling those lands would affect the release of greenhouse gases and climate change. Katz describes the land along the Beartooth Front as precious and vulnerable.
Climate change and warming temperatures, droughts, really are already impacting us. Last year we had the closure of the whole Yellowstone River system because of parasites that are very rare but becoming increasingly common because of warming temperatures. So we've got to protect this land.
BLM spokesman Al Nash did not have immediate comment on the lawsuit. According to the Great Falls Tribune, the suit challenges leases on about 150,000 acres of public lands near Livingston, the Beartooth Front, and one parcel adjacent to the Upper Missouri River Breaks National Monument. The legal challenge to the oil and gas leases was brought in federal district court in Great Falls. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.